Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Good morning. It's an absolutely fabulous day. The wind has died down a little bit at the 103rd playing of the PGA Championship. It's a gorgeous golf course, amazingly difficult, a beast, as it were. Our weather is going to be nice, too. Here in Hawaii, we're going to have mostly sunny with isolated showers on the leeward side. The winds are out of the east to 15 miles per hour, keeping us sort of cool, 81 to 86. The temperature is going to be pretty hot today with those sunny skies. On the windward side, there may be more than just isolated showers, certainly in the afternoon. Great show. And, oh, you may want to go play a round of golf today because it's so beautiful. And at Poipu Bay, the Southside Men's Club, they are playing, and the Mixed Plate Sisters, they are going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 11 o'clock. Makalei has an 850 on the Big Island. On Kauai, there's also at Kauai Lagoons an 840 and a 920. And at Pearl Country Club normally sold out. There's an 830. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 914. Bayview has an 842. And at beautiful, the Blue Course at Wailea, there's a 1020 and an 1110 if you'd like to go play a round of golf today. All right, Brian Wacker, contributor, Golf Digest, and he was a writer and editor at PGATour.com for years. He's going to be with us first, and of course, he is at the 103rd playing of the PGA Championship. We'll be back right after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
Lots going on at the PGA Championship. We're just waiting for, of course, Brian Wacker to call in. Meantime, Phil Mickelson. Yes, if you've been at work and you haven't been keeping up, Phil Mickelson and Louis Oosthuizen, they are leading this championship at 5-under. Louis says this is probably not the most difficult golf course at Kiawa, the ocean course. Not the most difficult he's ever played, but it comes pretty close. I think he mentioned a golf course over there in the UK that was a little bit, he gave it a 10 on the difficulty scale. So we've got so many wonderful stories happening in the world of golf. Interestingly enough, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, Adam Scott, Emilio Grillo, Siwoo Kim, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, Max Honma, Matt Kuchar, K.H. Lee, who just won last week at the Byron Nelson. They all miss the cut. I mean, they could certainly all be at the top of the leaderboard on any given Sunday. So let's bring Brian Wacker right in, of course, as I mentioned earlier, contributor Golf Digest. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I wanted just to mention that two of the team of 20 PGA of America members who qualified to play in their PGA championship, Brad Merrick and Ben Cook, they both made the cut. They're playing on the weekend. Rob Labritz, he has made the team eight times, and he's played in the PGA Championship twice. So he did not make the cut. But I'm just always amazed at how these guys put their games up against the professional players and do so well. It was great to see those two guys make the cut. You're watching so much going on, Brian, at this 103rd PGA Championship. And as you wrote last night, I always follow you on Twitter, Phil, Louis, Brooks, Hideki, Woodland, Casey, Bryson, and Charlie Hoffman. Happy Friday night. A great leaderboard.
It is. I mean, it was funny. Not that Twitter is, you got to take some of it with a grain of salt, of course, but there was someone who had tweeted yesterday talking about their two friends sort of complaining about the lack of star power on the leaderboard. And certainly you touched on some of the big names to have missed the cut. And Justin Thomas, certainly one of the biggest. I would have expected a better performance from him this week, but got in trouble off the tee quite often, and something you really can't do at Kiowa. But that said, it's, hard, outside of Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson would be the next biggest needle mover in the game, with no disrespect to the Brooks Koepka or Rory McIlroy or any of the other young stars in the game. I mean, what Phil is doing or has done through 2 days is nothing short of inspiring and fascinating and interesting and entertaining. Probably should start with entertaining, because it's always about entertainment with Phil. And you can look, just you've got a bevy of major champions up there.
We just lost you. Sometimes in the media center, with all of the different things that are going on, there's a limited amount of broadband. And we often lose calls. So we hope that he can give us a call back in and get with it. One of the things that you may not know about the fellow who is actually, tied for the lead with Phil Mickelson, Louis Oosthuizen, if you can find him on Instagram or on Twitter, the guy has a talent for lip syncing that is sensational. I mean, Mickelson finished those first two rounds tied for the lead with Oosthuizen, one of the best lip syncers in the world, and truly, he's such a character and something. We've got Brian Wacker back with us now. We lost you when you were talking earlier, Brian. Sorry about that.
No worries. I'm not sure where it dropped off, but yeah, certainly a star-laden leaderboard. Certainly a few big names missed the cut. Justin Thomas, the big surprise there. Certainly would have expected better from him, but getting in trouble off the tee is not something you can really do at Kiowa. But you touched on all the names there. I mean, Phil, what he's doing is incredibly entertaining. It's 50 years, almost 51 years old. And then you've got Big Bad Brooks Koepka up there. You've got the Masters champion, Hideki Matsuyama. I mean, just really a star-laden leaderboard. And you've got guys like, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy kind of inching their way up the board should things get more interesting this afternoon or tomorrow. So it's a highly entertaining leaderboard. It's major champions everywhere, and not much more you could ask for.
No, it's fantastic. It's a great group of guys, and you also, I follow people I want to stay in touch with, what they're seeing, what they're thinking, and I ignore the rest. So when you posted the link of, and it was an article written by a colleague, Alan Shipnuck, and it was about the difference between the two guys who were playing together, Phil Mickelson and Patrick Harrington. And I'd never thought about it, but one, the flashy gambler, the other, sure, definitely not an accountant by nature. they played the same pairing for those first two rounds. Harrington watching Phil, what were some of the things that he watched about Phil?
Well, you've got to love two things about that pairing, and you touched on it just then. I mean, the difference is you couldn't have two guys more polar opposite than Phil and Patrick, but as Alan touched upon, the burning desire to win, and to perform. And I think we have to remember these guys, at the end of the day, are performers. They like to show off.
Yes.
And Phil certainly does it with a great amount of flair. And Patrick does it with, as Alan touched about, you know, upon in his previous life, sort of the equivalency of an accountant. But it's there's still a great burning desire. You know, Patrick's always been a tinker and a guy who just burns hours at the range. You know, a real grinder in this game, but has gotten tremendous amounts out of his ability. And both have this deep, deep burning desire. And I loved what Patrick said the other day as well. You know, he said, using darts as an example, that look, if you were far better than me in darts, I'd have no interest in playing. But if you were close to the same level, I'd be greatly interested in competing. And that's what we see. You know, these guys can still compete. Jason Day talked about that, the third member of that group, just watching Phil hit it down the fairway and keep it in play. Where, you know, so often that gambling style of his, he's hitting it off the planet, but he's really driven it well, and his ball striking's been beautiful, and imagination, of course, is always there. And then there's Patrick just sort of plodding along and doing, accomplishing the same things, but in a far different manner. So fascinating to watch those two styles play off each other the first 2 days. And of course, Phil now in contention at 51. Nearly 51, trying to become the oldest major champion. I'm not sure he can keep it together for these next two rounds, but that's why we watch, right? That's what makes it so enjoyable. So I think this is a big, big weekend ahead, and we're in for a real treat.
Yeah, we are. And who would have known that quiet Louis Oosthuizen would be the amazing lip syncer that he is?
Louis is a tremendous sense of humor. Of course, we all remember that video, and I'm sure we would see another one from Louis should he go on to win another major championship here. But Louis, and one of the other great things about Louis, of course, that often gets talked about is that golf swing. I mean, it's hard to draw up a better golf swing. And we're seeing that play out this week. Just guy is a terrific, terrific player. Weirdly, of all his victories, none has come in the U.S. Of course, he's a multiple winner on the European Tour, and his one PGA Tour victory, of course, is the Open Championship. So it'll be fascinating to see all these different styles play out in a course like Kiowa, which has been fantastic, especially this time of year in May versus August.
It's amazing. The golf course is absolutely amazing with those flags flying. It seems like the wind's backed off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sort of hoping, looking at the scores today, you can see quite a number of figures in the red so far, and you really hope, I was sort of hoping that the wind would pick up this afternoon. I'm not sure that it really is going to pick up a lot, but really would love to see this place firm up even a touch more, the wind, of course, pick up. And the big talk, of course, is tomorrow, Sunday, that the wind is supposed to switch directions. And, of course, that will completely change the way the golf course is played, because the last five holes currently are going back into the wind, and tomorrow they would be downwind if that were the case, which would make them certainly much easier than they have been. They've been brutally difficult these first 3 days, and I imagine that'll be the case for most of the rest of today as well.
Brutal, diabolical, all these different things that we, describe a golf course. Like, who'd want to play on a diabolical golf course? Well, someone who says that, I have no interest, but if you were a little better than me, it would really give me a boost to try to beat you. So, that's Patrick Harrington. So if it's a tough course, I really want to beat it. I want to get it. But then there's the people who just can't handle these things, and I really need to ask you about what happened. A lot of us can't watch everything that's happened. Erik van Rooyen.
Oh.
What happened with that guy? It was a par 3, the 17th. I understand the 17th and 18th were like the hardest holes on the golf course.
Yeah, and certainly, look, Erik is a guy who can run hot, like a lot of South African players. He's got a a gear in him where he can get a little redlined, and I think that's what we saw yesterday. Unfortunately, destroying a tee marker, taking not one swipe but two, and losing a club head in the process. Not a pretty scene. You can certainly relate to the frustration. And look, I'm not one to be bothered really much by players getting upset and slamming clubs and cursing or even throwing the occasional club. I mean, there's a huge amount at stake. But taking it to a tee marker is probably a bridge too far and a bit much. So that was unfortunate. Of course, you even saw it afterward. I mean, Matt Wallace's caddy, Gareth Lord, was clearly bothered by it when the group shook hands at the end. He sort of said something to Van Rooyen and did not shake his hand. And I can't blame him because you had the club head and bits of the tee marker sort of flying in the vicinity of Gareth. So, it's understandable that he would be upset and view that as really out of line. And it's unfortunate. It happens. But clearly, Eric, more than a tad upset with his performance yesterday.
More than a tad upset. That was very well said. From what I understand, if the caddy hadn't ducked, he probably would have been hit in the head.
You just can't have that. You just can't have it.
Yeah, exactly. So, everybody, be careful. You're supposed to play safe. That's what we're teaching in first tee. Be considerate of your players and make sure that you don't hurt somebody. Oh gosh, I'm watching Ian Poulter. He had a great back or front nine, and then I'm not sure which side he started on. That's why I'm kind of vacillating here. But and then right after, it was a funny fake news. That Ian Poulter saw that he was going to have a great score, and then he went off and bogeyed four out of five holes afterwards. It was
great. I just loved it, right? This speaks to the difficulty and the absurdity almost of the challenge of this course. To your point, he played beautifully through his first 12 holes and was standing on the 13th tee, and I wrote about this for Golf Digest yesterday, which you can read on golfdigest.com, that he gets to the tee box and sees a distant scoreboard and sees that he has a chance to basically shoot the course record coming in, which the best score at Kiowa in the two PGA championships that it hosted was a 65 by Sungyul Ngo back in the final round of 2012. But he just laughed at that notion, and then sure enough, he ends up bogeying four of his next five holes coming in. So playing into the teeth of the win, and as you mentioned, 17 and 18 playing as the two toughest holes on the golf course, and so not a surprise there. But look, he says, look, we want a good test. We want to test ourselves at the highest level. Thinks it's a super clever golf course, very well designed, played in the wind. Look, shooting 5-6 under on this golf course basically means you're playing really good golf, and he's right. I don't think you are going to see many scores touch that. Of course, we've seen a few scores today, as I mentioned, a little better scoring, it appears. Possibly, you see, Louis Oosthuizen, you touched upon 5 under and finishing up his round on 18 now. So 5 under on the day. So, Hideki also 5 under, and he still has a few holes left. So we've seen, some good scores. Those were from the other day. Louis, 500 the other day, ends up finishing 68. Hideki 68 the other day. So we've seen some excellent scores, and we've seen some red numbers so far today.
It's going to be
Lewis,
fun.
Tom Lewis 2 under. Will Valtouris 2 under. We've got some guys. Getting into the red at this point right now. So and the wind does not appear to be a huge factor at the moment. So it doesn't appear that it will be a huge factor throughout the day.
Brian Wacker, contributor Golf Digest. You can find all of his work at golfdigest.com. He's writing and editing for PGAtour.com in the past, and recognized multiple times by the Golf Writers Association of America for his excellence and his work. Brian Hacker, find him at golfdigest.com. Thank you for being on the show. It's always fun talking with you.
Well, thanks for having me, Daniel.
Aloha. We've got a whole lot of things going on. And, of course, this is the PGA Championship. And, consequently, we want to bring our PGAs, and we have our PGA Master Professional. And he is over at Wailea, by the way, a great teacher. Claude Brousseau joins us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It's moving day at the 103rd PGA Championship. The PGA of America is one of the world's largest sports organizations, composed of PGA professionals who work every day to help you with your game and increase participation and interest. Make it fun. 20 of the 29,000 members are playing this weekend. Well, two of them are. 20 of them made the team of 20. Two of them made the cut against the top players in the world. And there are, now, Claude Brousseau is PGA Master, and there are only about 385 that have achieved that status of PGA Master. There are three of them, and they're all on Maui here in Hawaii. Claude Brousseau, Scott Reinhart, and Bill Greenleaf. So right now we've got two playing. One of my friends, Rob Labritz, He's made the team 8 times. He's made the cut twice. Unfortunately, he didn't make the cut this time, but I know he had a great time no matter what, and that is what we try to do. So now, let's bring in Claude Brousseau, our PGA master, who is the director of instruction at Wailea. You can get a lesson with Claude Brousseau at Wailea, and he's going to tell us the 3 C's of golf. But I think we should add one of them. If there's only 3, there's got to be a 4th, because Claude, C, like Claude Brousseau, right? Claude, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. Thank you very much to having me on your show.
Absolutely. So what are the 3 C's of golf?
All right. The 3 C's, it start with most of the people always ask for consistency, competency, that's the second C, and you need a good coach. So those are the 3 C's. Then when people ask consistency, basically what they really ask for is they want to be more the club and their body. Because quite often people come for coaching and they say, oh, Claude, I would like to be more consistent. I want more distance. And tell me what I do wrong. Then I say, okay, great. Well, I think we can help you with that. So I ask them to hit a few shots. And then let's say they top 5 in a row, or they slice 5 in a row. So, you know, it's all about fun. So I look towards them and say, don't take that too personally, but what do you find not consistent in the last 5 shots? You miss 5 in a row. So what you really want is be more competent, understanding how your body in the club move to move the ball. And to do that, you need to hire some PGA coach, because we're the expert in the business. So basically, we need to make sure we got the basic stuff first, because consistency starts before you swing the club. If your fundamentals, like, okay, you, and I like to use an acronym, easy to remember, and it's good for this weekend, because the acronym is BPGA. B for ball. So where the ball is in relation with the middle of your body is very, very important in golf. People move the ball too much, and then they take their feet as a reference to have the ball position. I think they should take their sternum, because it's the middle of the body. And then P, posture, get your body ready, athletic ready. G, grip, how you put your hands on the club, because that's the only contact between the golfer and the club. And aiming to a target and align your body. So if you look at better player, it's always that goes wrong first in their performance. Then they are inconsistent by design, because the brain has to make a compensation for one of those 4 things that they didn't do necessarily optimally before they start. So consistency is before swinging. Then when you swing, you need to be, in fact, able to repeat a solid contact. So often people say, okay, I want more distance. And then I would ask question, because the better the player own the information, so the better they can perform when the coach is not in front of them. So when I say, what will be the most important factor for distance? Most of the people think it's speed. That's number 2. Number 1 is you need to have a solid contact in the middle of the club face. So it's centeredness of the contact, then speed. So I tell people, when you go in practice, your focus should be, can you make a solid contact more often? Because if the contact is inconsistent, I say, you know what I guarantee will happen? Distance will be inconsistent. So they need more competence.
Yeah. I mean, why would you go for distance if you can't hit the ball close to the sweet spot every time? Because if you got distance, if you swing it and hit it off whatever, off the toe, you know, wherever you're hitting it, it's going to go left or right. It's going to, then you won't even have, you certainly won't have consistency. And the kind of distance that you want is not someplace other than where you'd like the ball to go. So I completely, you need to slow down, pace yourself, learn the fundamentals and move forward. But if you're a really good player and you somehow have lost touch, you're not quite sure what's wrong, but you're not doing, you're not performing, that's when someone like a PGA professional like Claude Brousseau at Wailea would then, you could take a look and see and then point out where you see the inconsistencies happening?
Correct, Danielle. That's exactly that. And what is the most important that the players and your listeners need to know is what they need to know first is how they do a good shot. Let's say, regardless of the level of the player that we help here at Wailea and other PGA Pro in this country, let's say they will hit a shot. And I will turn towards the player. I will say, Mr. or Mrs. Player, how would you rate that shot? And they will say, like, 7. And basically, that's the best shot they can hit. So, and then I say, it's not a 7. It's a 9 on a scale of 0 to 10, or it's even a 10 at your level. Then I will say, how did you produce that good shot? You know what the answer 99.9% of the time anywhere in the world I've been coaching, Danielle?
What is it?
I don't know. So I say, okay, that's interesting, but I say, why do you want to know what you do wrong? Let's together, you, the player, and the coach, let's find out what you do when you do good shot. Because the purpose of the game is repeating good shot more often. So forget what you do wrong for now, but let's focus on how in the world did you just produce that good shot? What did you have in your mind? What is the level of tension in your body? Probably the ball position was better. Probably your tempo and rhythm was better. So the player has to know what they do when they do a good shot first. So I tell people, when you do a good shot, most of them rush for the next ball and do it. I say, don't let a good shot go wasted. Go, look around and say, who just did that good shot? Ooh, that's me. How in the world did I just do that? No, you know, feeling your body, how it moved, the contact on the ball, then just try to do something similar on the next ball. People want to add too many stuff in their swing.
And, you know, sometimes if they say, I don't know, they should ask themselves, were you not thinking about it? Were you just acting? I mean, like in not acting, but in just in the process, you just allowed the process to take over and you stopped thinking about it. I found that I had some of my best drives if my mind was not involved.
Correct.
Right?
Correct, Danielle. That you need to be present in your senses and what you do. And then the best shot you do is when you let your athletic abilities take over. The worst thing you can do over the ball is going over a list of what you do not want to do or giving you comments of how to do it. Another thing that I like people to do is make sure that they find at least one good thing in the swing. And make sure that even if that was just I was present in the shot, I was aiming correctly, or instead of always dwelling on the bad thing they do, find good thing first so you can repeat it. Another way they can apply that is often aiming is a challenge in golf because we stand on the side of the ball. So often I will ask the player, okay, give me a shot towards that target, and then depure the shot to right of it, let's say, or left. Then I tell them, when you just wasted a good shot here. Here's how you can evaluate yourself. When you finish your swing, just put your feet back on the ground, put the club at your feet, touching your toe line, go back in down the line and look, and more often than not, you'll be surprised that ball when you were aiming.
More often than not, we'd be surprised.
that's a lot of concept. The ball goes, you're aiming.
Yes, yes.
But you're off your target because you were not aiming where you thought you were.
Exactly,
aiming.
Exactly. That's so important. That's why those little alignment tools are so important. They don't have to be expensive. You can get something that's a ruler, you know, one of those long rulers, if you have one mm-hmm. around. Just put it down and you can see what, you know, there. That's my alignment aid.
Correct. correct. You can use, you know, just to put your club at your feet if you want.
There you go.
And
yes.
Put another one that is in front to have especially your target line with the club face. Because the most common error we do in aiming, Daniel, is that the golfer plays themselves at the target. And then what they need to put at the target is the club face and the ball, not the golfer. The golfer, if you're a right-handed golfer, your body will be parallel left of your target. And, of course, if you are a left-handed golfer, your body will be parallel right of the target. You do not want your shoulder, hips, knee, and feet at the target. You want the club face and the ball because that's what you want to move towards the target.
Well, Claude Prousseau, PGA Master, Maui School of Golf, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. Just give him a ring there and make an appointment to see Claude Prousseau, PGA Master, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, and Golf Digest Best Teachers in Our State, 2015-2008 Teacher of the Year Award, Aloha Section PGA 2016 Horton Smith Award. This man knows his stuff. Thank you for being on the show, Claude.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for everything you do for this great game.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Aloha. You know, Women's Golf Day is coming up, but before Women's Golf Day on June 1st, there's the Women's Golf Day Palooza. We're going to talk with Alisa Godet right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Women's Golf Day is June 1st, 2021. WGD Palooza, a digital celebration, is May 25th, and you just need to register for it. Today we're focusing on the Palooza because Lisa Godet, the founder and organizer of Women's Golf Day, will be back with us next week. Everything is at womensgolfday.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Elisa.
Thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely fabulous. You have a rundown of stars. Tell us about this extravagant party with a plethora of friends that's going to be all part of this Palooza.
Yeah, so this was burst out of, you know, everybody being stuck inside from COVID. And we decided to do this, you know, a week prior to Women's Golf Day in case people couldn't go or get out. But it's an online digital experience. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern. And even if you can't make it at that time, register, because we will send you a link the next day so you can watch it, you know, whenever it's convenient. But you got to be registered so we can know to do that. At womensgolfday.com, you'll see a WGD Palooza button. Or if you just go to WGDPalooza.com, it's got its own. So we have Jack Nicholson, Barbara, and Annika, and people with messages, and Callaway, and Titleist, and there's giveaways after every segment, so there's some really nice stuff with all our partners have jumped in on this, and I think people are going to be really pleasantly surprised, the messaging. I think to see all of these people together talking about how they're in support of just women in general getting into the game, and there's been an increase, actually 450,000, at least in the United States. This year, just through COVID, the National Golf Foundation data shows a spike in women participating. I mean, everybody participating, but particularly women. So that's a really great thing to see.
That is. Did you say 450,000?
Yep. So I think we've broke 6 million for the first women, 6 million for the first time since 2007.
Wow.
Off the top of my head, I think I have a bunch of stats I've been looking at lately. So, yeah, it's really encouraging. And I think the most important thing is once things get a little bit back to normal is that we retain these people. But the Palooza is supposed to be like a good thing. Not everybody around the world is in as good a situation as a lot of us are in the United States with being able to get out and golf and what have you. So we want to do whatever's safe for this year. And we're all hoping that next year I'll be back. But we are going to do this Palooza every year because it's turned out to be really fun and really amazing content, and the partners love it, and I think, you know, the people are going to love it.
Yeah, some of the partners are Callaway, Titleist, the RNA, FootJoy, PGA Tour Superstore, Club Corps, and it's all hosted by the World Golf Hall of Fame. So we're going to be online watching and seeing, like, Jack Nicklaus, Annika Sorenstam, and just a stellar lineup of stars.
Yeah, the real cool thing is that it's really in the beginning, right in the beginning, is we do a tour of the World Golf Hall of Fame through the eyes of women. So we go with a curator. So a lot of people, especially now that people can't really travel, I think they're really going to enjoy that. So we go through the museum, like area by area, and look at different things. I think that's going to be, especially people that don't live in the United States, that might not be able to get to St. Augustine. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and the WGD Palooza is free, doesn't cost you anything. It's open to everyone. All you need to do is register. Where do they register now?
WGDPalooza.com or womensgolfday.com, and there's a button that says WG Palooza. But I have a really big scoop for you.
Ready for the scoop?
The news just came out. It's coming out, and I think people will see it on Monday for sure in the press. Is that we are going to be ringing the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday morning.
Wow. Breaking news right now.
You are the first. I have to tell you, you're the first.
Wow.
Specifically telling. We have the, we're doing it with Callaway and Top Golf. You know, Callaway bought Top Golf back in March, and they're our partner that trades on the New York Stock Exchange. So we are doing it in honor with them, but it is in honor of Women's Golf Day. And that bell ringing is at 9:30 in the morning, and it's on CNBC Live. So anybody who wants to check it out, and then we could have planned this better, and trust me, it wasn't planned. That's at 9:30, and then 10 o'clock online starts Palooza. So
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite a, you know, you've been part of this journey 6 years, a lot of hard work, a lot of people like yourself, dedicating their time and their energy and really, you know, collectively wanting the same mission, which is just to have more women and girls play golf.
I've been a part of this.
So something like this does give me goosebumps.
Yes.
Like, holy cow.
Yes, yes. There's, you know, I chat on one of the different media networks that we have, and my phone beeped, and so I picked up my phone. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and I was getting ready for sleep, and I looked, and it was a gal from Uganda who was checking in. Now, that's how many different countries around the world participating in Women's Golf Day. Womensgolfday.com. You can sign up for Women's Golf Day there. You can sign up for the WGD Palooza. Just sign up. Enjoy. Have fun with us. Thank you so much, Elisa.
Thank you.
Aloha. We've got a fabulous event coming up in addition to, of course, Women's Golf Day. Patriot Golf Day is Memorial Day. So it's Memorial Day, and Patriot Golf Day in Hawaii is a big deal across the country, of course. But Hawaii, all of our PGAs are working together, and we're going to go see the Four Seasons Hualalai just after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evasai. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee.
Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Hualalai, where the 2021 Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai is played in January every year. The first Jack Nicklaus design in Hawaii. As a guest at the Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, you can play the course using the latest technology, or you could play with a pro. Garrett Okamura, PGA Assistant Professional, Four Seasons Hualalai. Welcome into the clubhouse. Could they play with you?
Absolutely, Danielle. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So all of our islands, you know, Patriot Golf Day is Memorial Day. And across the country, but Hawaii is unique because we are banding together. And across all of the islands, you guys have gotten together. All the PGAs in Hawaii have gotten together and figured out, right, how you're going to do this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We came up with battle plans.
Battle plans.
We have wingmen on each island, yeah. And we submit battle plans to propose to different facilities, different creative ways to raise money for this wonderful organization.
So the Folds of Honor scholarship program is just one of the things that it benefits. And I think I heard from Wes that some $14,000 came back to Hawaii, if not more, you know, because it Folds of Honor then distributes the money and so much comes back into the islands.
Absolutely. Since 2008, we have already given over 160 scholarships to Hawaii spouses and children, totaling close to almost $1 million.
There you go.
And that's it's amazing. It's amazing the impact that we have in the state and let alone the country.
So when golfers go to, let's say they can stay at the Four Seasons Hualalai, they can play, and how do they participate? Or if I go to any golf course, whether it's Ko'olina,
any golf course,
or Turtle Bay or the Prince Course, how do I participate?
Each golf course is going to have their own little activity or event set up, and it's not going to be just on Memorial Day. It's going to be throughout the year, and that's what makes Hawaii special. We're able to golf 365 days all the year, and so we're not just locking it down on one day. Of course, we'd like to have it on Memorial Day, but with COVID and with the challenges being arising, you know, facilities are finding their own day to choose to do their own event. Excuse me. And, you know, wherever you go, whichever course you go to, just, you know, call the pro shop. A lot of them are doing the donation boxes already. But you can definitely call the pro shop and see what kind of activity they have lined up.
So a lot of them have activity.
For the Folds of Honor.
Yeah, it's all for Folds of Honor, Patriot Golf Day, Memorial Day weekend. But in Hawaii, we're stretching it off for all it's worth.
We're stretching it. Exactly.
And, you know, you can do something as simple as rounding up the amount of money you're giving to pay for your round. Let's say it comes out to, you know, $62. You know, throw in three if you can afford it. Throw in ten if you can.
Exactly.
Right? Just
anything you can give.
Anything you can give that you can participate. It's easy to participate whether you're an individual. Maybe you'd like to register your club. I don't know. Is there still time?
There's absolutely still time. We have until the 31st, I believe. And we have over 80% of the clubs here already signed up and ready to go.
And it's
on the Big Island.
On the Big Island. So it's kind of, it can be as simple as you said, just having a bucket where money can be put into.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And or you can have something that's, you know, really extravagant. And that would be like having a Patriot Golf Day event where you have a teaching lesson with a group of people or whatever it is that your club, your course wants to do to bring your regulars in and have a good time. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Garrett. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So Greg Nichols, Travis Jerger, Kevin Carl on Oahu, Rick Costello on Maui, Steve Murphy on Kauai, they'll all be on the show in the next few weeks. And I thank Garrett Okamura, PGA Assistant Professional at Four Seasons Hualalai, for being on the show. And remember, you can take a lesson with a PGA. Garrett Okamura is one of them. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
You know, some of the things that we talk about in the world of golf as we're watching the game or we hear them talking about is the equipment. What are they doing with the length of the shafts? I mean, the only thing I hear about lately is the driver and the length of the golf shaft. Jonathan Wall's coming up next. He's managing editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, and Golf.com. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Jonathan Wall, Managing Editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, and Golf.com. Jonathan, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
I was going through our notes from our last conversation, and Phil Mickelson was one of the topics when we were talking about the Masters and the two drivers and the setting it up and trying to get everything ready for the Masters. And now it seems like he was going through, I was reading your article, a mad dash to get everything ready again for the 2021 PGA Championship. What's it about Phil Mickelson and mad dashes trying to get his equipment ready?
It really does feel like every time we chat, it's usually some topic about Phil. But, of all the players out there, Phil certainly tinkers with his golf equipment more than most professional golfers. And this is just Phil trying to find an edge. He's now, PGA Tour champions eligible, and, yet he still wants to try and compete against the best players in the world on the PGA Tour. He doesn't just want to go over to the senior circuit full time just yet. So one of the ways that he's been trying to kind of keep up with the young guns is to find more distance. And as you mentioned, he played a 47.5-inch driver last year at the Masters. But he didn't have a whole lot of success with it, and the reason for that was simply because the build of the golf club, without getting too technical, is as you go longer with the driver shaft, as you get closer towards the USGA legal limit of 48 inches, without having that club feel like a sledgehammer in your hands, you have to do some things to the head. And you regular golfers can't do that. You can't change up the head of your driver. But if you're Phil Mickelson, you can have an entire team of engineers at Callaway doing that. And that's what they've been doing, trying to find a way to dial in Phil's driver so that it was really consistent but also really long. And that's what they did leading up to this year's Masters, which they couldn't hit the deadline in time. Phil was playing a longer driver shaft, but it was still that old head, so it wasn't quite there. And they finally got it PGA. So this is a brand-new custom driver for Phil. It's 6 degrees of loft, which is very low. Loft, it's actually playing at an actual loft of 5.5 degrees. So we're getting down into like Bryson range.
Wow.
And it's 47.9 inches. So it's only a 16th of an inch away from being right at the legal limit. It's a really interesting driver design. And again, We're talking about Phil Mickelson. He's used Frankenwood before, two drivers to win the Masters. This is nothing new for him.
Wow. And then the Fujikura Ventus Black 6TX. Tell me what the cost of that is.
I mean, if you're going to go out and buy a Ventus Black, you're probably going to spend, around $350 for the shaft. It's one of the most popular out there, and I'm sure there are some people listening right now that are going, $350 for a driver shaft? Wow. But it is. It's made of some really high-tech materials, and without getting, too deep into the weeds, the one that Phil uses, the black version, the tip of the shaft closest to the head is reinforced, which is meant to help guys that swing it fast. It doesn't give a lot of bend at impact, so it's going to allow him to still hit those low bombs that he wants to hit without, getting too high spin, and especially on a windy week like this at Kiawah, spin is not your friend. If you're hitting at high spin into the wind, it's going to go all over the place. It's not going to be very stable. That's where you really benefit from a lot of these really tip-stiff driver shafts like this black version that he has from Fujikura.
Wow. Okay. Well, $350. I expected, I was talking to somebody about a $5,000 shaft once from some company in Japan. So
yes, they are out there. There are some very expensive shafts. And one of them, Autoflex, I should just bring up. We rarely see tour pros spending money, but Brandon Grace actually paid for a driver shaft.
Wow.
That he's using this week. $650.
But for one of the pros to do that, that's incredible. Normally they can't keep the equipment, they must have their own house, the equipment house, for all the stuff that comes in for them to try, if they could even handle that. Now, what about the Frankenwood? Is he using the Frankenwood at in this 103rd playing of the PGA Championship at Kiawah on the Ocean Course?
Just the custom Callaway Epic Speed. It's the Epic Speed is Callaway's 2021 driver. So he was using the Maverick Sub-Zero. Now the Sub-Zero designation means it's very low spin. It was a very popular option out on tour. Obviously, guys are swinging really fast, don't want a lot of spin. They want to try and manage it. One way is to use a low spin driver. So he's in the current product for Callaway. The Frankenwood, we haven't really seen it a whole lot since the 2013 Masters. It's resurfaced a couple of times, but it was one of those golf clubs that, Phil, sometimes I love Phil because he always provides me with so much content, but I would admit that he does. He tends to overthink things. Let's just put it that way. And the Frankenwood was one of those golf clubs where he was trying to get I would call it a smaller headed driver. Some people will call it a larger headed fairway wood, but it was kind of in that two wood category. So a little bit bigger than a three wood. But he wanted to be able to have the distance of a driver with the accuracy of a fairway wood. And that was kind of Callaway's answer for Phil, was this Frankenwood that he used at the Masters that year. But it actually, I think it kind of spawned some other products. We've seen some golf clubs called a mini driver.
Uh-huh.
TaylorMade has one.
Yes.
Callaway's come out with their version called the 3 Deep. And it's one of those golf clubs that's really meant to be hit off the tee. It's got a deeper face, but it's got the accuracy of a fairway, but just a little bit more forgiveness than your traditional three wood.
Andrew, who would benefit from playing a mini driver?
That's a great question. Typically golfers that maybe struggle with a driver. Not every golfer can hit the driver straight. It's obviously the longest golf club in your bag. Some players have trouble kind of squaring it up. And if you find out, hey, I can hit my three wood more consistently, it might benefit you, because some of the face technology on these mini drivers, these larger headed fairway woods, they're going to give you comparable distance to a driver. The faces are a little bit hotter, but again, it's a little bit shorter. And so you can kind of keep it in the ballpark and work the ball a little bit. So, again, it's a really good golf club to use off the tee if you struggle with driver and find that the three wood tends to be a better club for you to find the fairway.
Cool. This is Jonathan Wall, Managing Editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, and Golf.com. And if you go to Golf.com, you'll find a series of articles that he's written, including one that really, a couple of things just caught my attention. Jordan Spieth, this is amazing. How many times do people usually upgrade the type of ball that they're playing?
Yeah, you know, I think for the average golfer, if you're looking at it, I mean, when a manufacturer comes out with the latest version, you see the old version kind of go off the shelves and they kind of change out the product. You can always find the older versions online. But yeah, I would say for the average golfer, you know, they're not using an older ball. There are some golfers out there that I will say, and I've played with better players in particular, the ones that are closer to scratch. You know, they can tell some very subtle differences between, you know, the 2017 model of the Pro V1 and the 2021 version of the Pro V1. You know, but most golfers, let's be honest, we like the ball. It feels soft. It performs well for us for the most part, and that's why we play it. But there are, again, we're talking about professional golfers here, and Jordan Spieth is one of the best in the world. And yeah, I mean, going 6 years without changing the golf ball is fairly significant for a guy. We've seen it with a few others. I actually have a funny story. Luke Donald, a couple of years back, was still using a kind of similar to Jordan Spieth, was using a very much an older version of the Pro V1. Titleist didn't have the balls anymore, so what he had to do was compile, you know, buying them online, wherever he could get them, and he had a shag bag, and he used to have his caddy stand out on the driving range, and he would hit balls to him, and then his caddy would literally shag them and put them back in the bag because they didn't have the balls at the tournaments. But Luke still loved the golf ball, and he needed to practice with it. So those were some of the ways that his caddy, you could see him 130 yards out in the, on the driving range, Luke just hitting balls right through his feet because he's so accurate. But you have to kind of get creative when you use the older models.
So he wasn't being cheap.
He was not being cheap. He just was having trouble finding those balls. I've heard of other pros, too, with drivers in particular. Brant Snedeker years ago was buying up drivers, this old TaylorMade burner, super fast driver. He was buying up versions that he could find on eBay because TaylorMade didn't sell them anymore, but he still wanted to have backups.
That's wonderful. See, these are the kind of stories we get from Jonathan Wall, managing editor equipment at Golf Magazine and golf.com. So a final thought, Sergio Garcia, he says it's nice to be back at TaylorMade. So he's back at TaylorMade.
He is. You know, it's funny. I saw a lot of people comment on some social media posts that said, I didn't even realize Sergio had left.
Yeah.
Because I think we've gotten so used to seeing him there. He was there for a decade and a half, spent 2 years at Callaway, then became a free agent for a year and a half. And he's back. I had a chance to go one-on-one with him on Monday, right this week of the PGA. And, you know, he talked about the importance of just getting back with a group that he trusts. It's a really big year for Sergio. He has a Ryder Cup year. Also was really trying to push to make the Olympic team for Spain, represent his country. And he just said, look, I'm better off playing something that I know that I've had success with in the past. I won a Masters with TaylorMade. I've had a whole lot of success with them. So why not go back and be a part of that group? And, oh, by the way, he gets to gets a check from TaylorMade, too, which is also pretty nice.
Oh, by the way, yes. See, this is Jonathan Wall, Managing Editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, golf.com. Go to golf.com. There are a couple other things, and these I'm just going to tease you, okay? Five things I learned from looking inside the bags of golf's elite amateurs and the rangefinder buying guide. So that's what you got to look for. This is Jonathan Wall. He's Jonathan R. Wall on Twitter. Follow him. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks again, Daniel. Always fun.
Always. Aloha. Now, we're going back over to Kiawa. We're going to the Ocean Course. We're going to the diabolical, well, it's a Pete and Alice Dye creation, so what do we expect? And Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN, is going to be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call. Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
At Kiawah on the Ocean Course, the leaders have not yet teed off. Bob Herrig, golf writer, ESPN, attended Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. How's the wind?
Not as bad today. not quite as windy. Air doesn't go all over the place quite as much. But it's still enough of an issue to make them think. It's just not as bad as it was the first 2 days. And I think it's going to pick up here when the leaders go off. And then tomorrow it's supposed to be fairly breezy again and come from a different direction.
Wow.
So it's going to be an issue. It's been an issue the whole week, and it will continue to be.
Well, isn't that course designed to have wind as an issue?
Yeah, and frankly, that's what its defense is. You know, even though it's really long, if it doesn't blow, I don't think it's going to play that hard for these guys. The fact that it does, and they're having to think, and they, you know, when they're not sure, it leads to indecision, and indecision means not being fully committed to shots, and that's when you see the ball going all over the place.
Yeah,
and then when it gets up in the wind, it knocks it down, or it takes it further offline. There's just been so much of that. And it actually makes for a fun, I think for a fun tournament to watch. I mean, I'm not saying these guys think it's fun, but it puts their skills on display for sure, for certain.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. It's not supposed to be easy. There's a couple of things that I'm kind of a little confused about because they don't explain much. Y.E. Yang, he was disqualified? Why?
Well, he signed an incorrect scorecard. He was going to miss the cut anyway. I don't remember which hole it was yesterday, but there was a four put down on the hole, and he had actually made a five.
Yeah, okay.
And so the scorecard didn't come back correctly, which is a pretty, amazingly common thing that still happens. Despite all the technology and walking scores and, the fact that even happens anymore, it even is allowed to, is a whole other issue, really. But I just don't think people should be disqualified or have an issue with the score being wrong on their card. Let's just get it right. you know. But he had signed his card and walked away from the scoring area. And when you do that, and if it's deemed to be wrong, if you've signed for a score lower than you shot, then you're DQ'd. If you sign for one higher, you're stuck with that score. So, but in his case, he was going to miss anyway.
Yeah. All right. And Sam Burns, he withdrew. He's been so hot. What happened?
Yeah, well, he hurt his back. I think he slipped just sort of awkwardly on Thursday, and it got worse as he tried to play. And I think he felt like when you're playing a really, really difficult course like this, you're going to exasperate things. So I think he just decided that it probably would be better to move on. And it sounds like he might need a week or two to let things calm down before he gets back.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do. And then this never happens. I'm shocked. Well, it does on the LPGA. But John Catlin got himself a stroke penalty because he was breaching the pace of play. Wow.
Yeah, that rarely happens, which suggests that it must have been pretty bad. It looks like, from what I could tell, I don't know that the PGA has the same pace of play policy that the tour has, where you have to be out of position and then you get a warning. I believe what happened was that he had his group was lagging behind a little bit, and he took over 70 seconds to hit a shot. I mean, they usually give you 40. They're usually not going to ding you if it's 50. But they gave him a warning. So now, once you have a warning, if you do it again, then you're going to get the one-shot penalty. And he did it again. He had like a 63-second one on a hole. And my understanding is Catlin is notoriously slow. He's an American, but he plays in Europe. He's actually won three times over there, and twice. He won a month ago in Austria.
Yes. Yes.
So he's a good player and all that, but he's got a reputation for being slow. And, of course, this brings out, well, they would never do it to a named player.
Oh.
You know? So, I mean, it's dicey. I mean, frankly, if they would do that a little bit more often, you would see things pick up greatly. But my counter also is when you have 156 players, which is 78 per wave, which is 39 per side. You know, morning wave, and then first hole, 10th hole.
Yeah.
39 does not fit on a golf course when you're playing off both nines. So when the first group gets through nine holes, they get to the 10th tee, the last group teeing off of 10, you know, is the 30, you know, in other words, the 39th group,
yeah,
is not going to be off yet, or you're going to have to wait, or if they are off, they've just hit. So there's always going to be slow play when you have 156 players.
That's a big field. Yeah.
Unless you play 120, you're going to always have pace of play issues at this level. Then you get on a golf course like this, where there's tons of wind, the greens are fast, these guys are not going to rush their livelihood. You know, it doesn't take much to get to miss a putt and have it trickle 8-10 feet by the hole. So, you know, it's an ongoing issue in the game. It's going to be really hard to address. They're never going to make the field smaller. You know, that's the way to do it. That's what, look, today with twosomes, two balls, they'll get around much faster, because it's just set up to be that way when you're only playing with two.
Yeah.
When you're playing with three and you're going off both sides, it's inevitable that it's going to be slow.
Some of the things that you wrote about with Phil Mickelson, let's get straight to it. It was interesting what you wrote is there's one big question. Phil Mickelson, I'm putting my words together today. Can Phil Mickelson actually stay at the top of the leaderboard? And it was funny because yesterday I was thinking, wow, Phil's in the lead, but can he stay there? That was the second part of my sentence in my mind. What are your thoughts about Phil? Watching him, you're right there.
Yeah, I think it's a big question. I mean, I don't know that he can. I mean, obviously, if he can hang in there today, then anything goes tomorrow. But he can't. He can't. If he wants to win, you can't fall out of it today and expect to come back. And he's just not shown the ability here, really, over the last 2 years to put four good rounds together. You know, he hasn't had a top 20 all year. His last best finish was in Memphis last summer. He tied for second. That's a golf course that he likes. He's played well at before. You know, so he has a lot going for him there. He's talked about these focus issues, which I don't, you know, I guess I appreciate the fact that he's honest about it, but it also makes me wonder, well, you know, after, you know, we all have these times when we hit shots and we go, man, my mind was not on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in the, I had drifted away and was thinking of something else there, and I need to, you know, how does a pro get in that position? You know, you have to focus for a few seconds, and then, you know, obviously over 5 hours. The fact that he seems to get in this rut a bunch is really mystifying. And I saw him 2 weeks ago in Charlotte when he, you know, on the 17th hole in Quail Hollow, 3 days in a row he hit it in the water on a par three that was playing less than 200 yards. I mean, there was all of North Carolina to the right of that hole in water, and the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he hit it in the water left. Like, how do you do that for him?
For him,
or, you know,
yes.
Like, you just get it on dry land after the first one. You just say, "Come on, I'm not going to hit in the water." So I mean, it's clearly a thing with him. And but I mean, the way he's played the first 2 days, I mean, he's driving the ball great.
I know,
which has not been his thing. You know, he's not been great off the tee. Obviously, hitting a bunch of good iron shots, and his short game has been good. Not his level, but decent. He could be better at that, actually. And you know, he's making the short putts. He's making the 5 and 6 footers that you got to make.
Well, it's great to see him succeeding. So, you know, for two rounds, getting it together, leading going in. But I just wondered about the focus thing. Maybe this course forces him. With all the, you know, with the wind being tough, all the things that it's tougher. So maybe that will sharpen his mind and keep him on track. And then he said to the media, you can only ask 3 questions. What was that about?
Yeah. I'm the one who snuck in the 4th. I don't understand that with Phil. I mean, it's like, come on, man. You're leading the PGA Championship and you can't give us 10 minutes. It was just bizarre. Like, you know, they do a car wash of interviews in their defense. You know, he did ESPN TV. He does the Sirius XM. He might have done like one other broadcast, but those are two or three questions at a time. They're not lengthy. Usually when you come over to the print guys, you're going to talk for 10, 12 minutes. And I guess he didn't want to do that. So I got the 3rd question, and I jumped in, and I asked the follow-up. And he was fine. But, you know, it's like, come on, it's kind of hard to get much. But, you know, you want to get a little bit of flow going. You try to follow up. You know, other guys will follow up. You know, you get them out of train of thought. There wasn't a whole lot there when you're only asking 4 questions over about a 3-minute time frame. So, but maybe that's how Phil's going to focus better, not have to deal with us so much.
Yeah, you'd like him to be a little more spontaneous. So when he gets relaxed and actually, you know, just comes from inside without a lot of thought.
Right.
Finally, I got to ask about this one because this is a big question. Jason Day, where are you? You think he's going to make it high enough to get into the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines this year?
I don't think so. I mean, he still has another chance after this week. If he plays well enough, there's a cutoff this Monday, and then there's a cutoff on June 7th for the world rankings. He has to be in the top 60. He's around 62 or 3. But he's, you know, he barely made the cut yesterday. In fact, he's done today.
Wow.
And, so now he's going to have to probably have a good week at the Memorial in 2 weeks, And he already said that he won't try to qualify, even though he lives in Columbus, Ohio, where there's a qualifying site on that Monday. He says he has a corporate obligation, which seems really weak. You know, you maybe might want to think about moving that. You know, there's only so many majors and so many chances, and, you know, I appreciate his honesty, but come on, like, you really going to not try to get in?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Ricky Fowler's going to go to it. Phil was going to do it if he hadn't gotten a special exemption to Torrey Pines. It's just weird. He's been on this kind of downward spiral for a while. He's putting poorly. It wasn't that long ago that he was like eighth in the world. I mean, he was number one for a while, yeah. 2015 and 16.
Yep.
And here he is now. And, you know, look, there's a bunch of guys like this. You know, Spieth fell out. Ricky Fowler is way out now. But you're not going to get back by going to a corporate thing. You know, change it. Move it. You know, they'll understand. This is the reason you have those corporate things. So, kind of thought that was odd.
Yeah, that was very strange. You know, it's not like you don't have a lot of money already stashed. So whatever they're paying you to be there, it is not worth it. And for them to want you to come back next year, you need to actually show yourself on the course.
Right. Yep.
It's always a pleasure. Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN. Thanks so much for taking us to that gorgeous ocean course at Kiawah. That is a real piece of work on so many levels. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Be well. Have a good day.
You too. All right, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible because, of course, without them, we wouldn't have this show. Hey, Seals Electric, keeping Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years, high-rises, shopping, commercial centers, city and state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Seals Electric, lighting the way. RCM Construction, 30-year leader in spalling repairs across Hawaii. Spalling, it's when the rebar and the concrete separates. That's not good. Then the concrete starts falling off in little pieces. The rebar starts rusting. And pretty soon you have a very weak lanai. And unfortunately, it's actually happened. So you want to keep your eye on those things, building management agencies, and make sure that you get the best in the business to take care of it. RCM Construction. Because you'll want to get it done right and you want to fix it. 864-9520 RCM Construction. Hey, speaking of getting it done right, MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help. I mean, the shock of it, right? You've run out of the house. If it's flooded, you're looking at the water and you're wondering, where's the switch to turn it off? Bottom line is, you know, if you can get it turned off, great. If it stops flowing into your house, wonderful. But then comes the heavy lifting and MD Restoration. When disaster strikes, call them. Their number is 528-3434. Hawaii Pain and Spine. Dr. Jonathan Carlson. If you've got pain, you need to see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. And don't wait until it's so bad. Because, you know, appointments, you don't want to have to wait. So do something about that pain. Don't be grumpy. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. Honolulu Sign. They do exterior building signs, real estate signs, lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, signs of all kinds. Yes, PPE signs. Honolulu Sign. They're on Hart Street. Wonderful. Aloha Power Equipment. They've got their moving sale until the store's empty. And they put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including that Honda mower that, yes, it is still on sale. Sand Island and Waipahu stores. You need to go over there and check out all the things that you'll want from Aloha Power Equipment. Well, Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game. It is a digital, the first. It came out over 10 years ago. And you know what? It's free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club. Thank you. by signing up for Hawaii's, or rather for Global Golf Post. The more signups you see, the more support we get at the golf club. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Tee times. We still have some time to tell you some tee times. At Wailea on the Gold Course, there's a 10:20. On the Emerald, there's a 10:30. Makaha East has an 11:26. Bayview, a 10:28. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:50. And Poipu Bay has a 12:10 and a 1:30. Makalei has a 10:16. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. The Mixed Plate Sisters and the Southside Men's Club, you know, they're not getting together. They're going out and having a good time. So I just got to update. I got to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. 3400 block of Tantalus Drive is closed because of a tree. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.